Blog Talk Radio.
Cold, but mostly cold. So if you were listening on, I don't know, Monday and Girl Power Hour, if anyone listened to that show, I don't even know, I haven't looked at the stats yet. I was in a car crash. So I'm going to remind you guys, you ladies out there especially, stay the fuck away from your ex. It's not like I was going to him because I didn't think he was fucking serious. I thought he was having me jumped, and there, it was weird. It was weird out there. I was just playing Pokemon Go, took a break from my work. I was going home. When he found me, he asked me where I was. I'm like, you passed me. I'm over here. I was not. As soon as he showed up, and he was weird, drunk, and crazy, I was like, let's get you home, bro. No, he didn't want to go home. He had full intentions on taking me somewhere where no one would be able to hear me scream. Isn't that crazy? Hey, guess what, guys? We crashed. I'm alive. Sticking out glass out of my face from the side mirror, hitting me in the face. Thank God it was a windshield glass. Shut that door. Go. And of course, he's fine. Crying like a baby on and off, but fine. Texting me from some crazy Facebook trying to say it's not him. We know it's you. We know. Police are useless. He was drunk. He even admits being drunk on the phone. Then he tries to blame me, sounding like I stole his vehicle. How is that possible? Are you dumb? Yeah, who the hell would want to steal that piece of shit? So lo and behold, three precincts all useless saying, oh, it's their jurisdiction, oh, it's their jurisdiction. I'm sorry, someone crashed a vehicle and hit it. He fixed the fence. I took pictures of everything. I went and asked questions. Nothing's going to be done about that. So you know what I did? I'm so smart. I went to his house and took pictures of the vehicle, and I took pictures of his license plate. So then you know what I did? If this ever happens to you, as long as you know the birth date of the person and the cell phone number, you will be able to get into their policy and just pass an area to where you can get to someone. So what you do is you take that license plate number. God, why? So you take the license plate number and then you do a background check on it, basically. It'll give you the VIN number of the truck. It'll give you everything, owner, blah, 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 all that. So in some areas of Geico, you need to have the VIN number of the vehicle. But in one area, you just need a name and the license plate. So it took me 3 tries. I kept trying. 3rd time was a charm. Got in, let him know what happened, because he's hiding it. I'm sorry. If I did this, I'd be going to jail. So, I told them what happened. They were just so happy that they were able to speak to me and that I was alive. So now they know. So he'll never be able to drive a car again. He also tried running someone off the road before he ran off the road with me in the vehicle. I begged to get out. Slow down. Stop, please. said, this is going to make us or break us. More so it's going to break you, honey, because it didn't break me. I was in shock for at least 3 days. It didn't dawn on me until, like, yesterday and the day before. I started actually crying. I didn't cry the whole entire time when it happened. So, yeah, there's always a way. If the police won't help you, that's fine. Get him in every avenue you can. See, the thing is about nowadays on probation, when I was on probation, I had the same probation officer as him. You made a phone call and told him I was doing anything, I'm going to jail. But see, unless the police arrest him, she can't do nothing. She wants to arrest him. Oh, I told her everything. She knows everything. Fuck it, you tried to kill me, bro, so now I am singing like a bird. You're a nobody. And neither is your ugly bitch, either. She's a nobody, too. Well, I mean, you know, she's a criminal. A really bad one. So, yeah. I have never snitched on anyone in my life, but this man tried, I mean, this boy tried to kill me. And he's harassing my house, like calling from all these numbers. Yep, police won't do nothing. Because it's a man's world. So that's fine. On February 16th, he gets to try and tell a judge why he's, or why I'm dangerous, but when they read everything and the fact that my mom's doing a restraining order on him from his house, and I'm too busy right now, or I would do a restraining order, but I probably will before the 16th. They're going to read all that and see what he did, and, well, it's really going to blow back into his face. Because then I get to tell a court, he tried to kill me with a vehicle, and he tried to take me somewhere to kill me. And don't worry, I got that man's number that owns that house. He's going to know that you did that. And he's also going to know that you tried to sell me his $8,500 refrigerator for $300. Because you're a piece of shit, and you don't deserve your citizenship in America. I'm sorry, I don't want you here. You don't deserve to be in my town. You make my town suck. I'm in school right now. I'm, like, going to be something in my life. You are going straight and doing nothing. You reeked so bad of bourbon. It was ridiculous. I didn't want to go with you. I said no. You forced me to go with you. And I know what happens when I say no to you. And when I try and run. Because you were going to run me down with your car. He's in control now. And who the fuck is daddy? You talking about Andrew? You and Andrew working together? Yeah. My assumption is this. On Thursday, I'm supposed to be, like, you know, going to this thing. And Andrew's trying to be underhanded, of course. I think his idea was to get rid of me so that way they could say whatever they wanted because him and Andrew stole $11,000 out of my account. That's right, through my phone, through another device. And he's constantly hacking, attacking, and doing all kinds of shit instead of paying child support. So, you know, tired of battling this nonstop because me and my kids, we're just at home. We're trying to live a life. She's happy. She says, I love you to me. She says, I love you to her grandma. She says, I love you to her uncle. She's mostly happy kid. So far so good. I wish he would just, like, be a dad, but I don't think that's ever going to happen. I feel like it's all because he doesn't want to put in and chip in. We're in the state of motherfucking Florida, bitch. You're motherfucking responsible for half this child. So you're going to owe me a motherfucking pretty penny, bitch. And don't worry, when everything comes out, when the laptops get fixed, fuck you, you dumb bitch. I know you listen to the show, and I know Sammy does too, you dumb faggot bitch. Today's Fuck Trump Wednesday, bitch. I'm a different motherfucker than I was yesterday. I'm sorry for all the F-bombs, people, but it is so motherfucking frustrating. And that's why we have come up with NAVA, not a victim anymore. And I'm going into the justice sector. I'm going to become, after I finish this VES over here, I'm going to get my PI license. Because this is bullshit. And this shit be happening to everyone. There are lots of females out here that are getting taken by these motherfucking pieces of shit that they call baby daddies. And they don't know how to deal with it. I do, bitch, I do. Just wait. I'm going to get my man. I don't even care about talking about this shit no more because nothing is being done. But I'm doing something. And I'm coming. Oh, Sammy, I'm coming. Oh, Andrew, I'm coming. Daddy is here. Believe that. Believe it. Because I'm angry. See, guys, if I had been 20 years old again, I would have paid him a personal visit to his house. Because I used to be real crazy. I'm a lot calmer now. Now a lot lazier, too. But now you're just fucking with my emotions. Playing with my motherfucking money, making me waste that shit, waste my time, waste my life. Bitch, I got motherfucking homework to do. I'm in a class that makes me talk to classmates. Do you know how hard this is? I am an introvert. Damn it. I can deal with an audience I can't see, for sure, but I'm good at captivating motherfuckers. Talking to you on the discussion board, discussing things, like, it's just, I'm awkward as fuck. I'll get there. So let's get to the motherfucking news. Let's get over what's happening in Homestead. Let's move. We got our world news right now. Have y'all heard the last show about, I want to say it was Myanmar, who is listening to us, actually. Now, they had a coup going on. I believe, if I am not mistaken, there has been an uprising as protests rock Myanmar for the fifth day. The West condemns security response. Okay, so the West condemns, so you're saying we over here are condemning security response. Y'all let a bunch of motherfucking white people with the education of a fifth grader roll into and kill police officers at our capital. And you want to fucking them? No, they're doing what we should be fucking doing. Now, I'm not saying we need to storm the Capitol. Democracy is a sacred thing that we have to fight every day to conserve and maintain. Okay, this America that we know is with 3 K's, not C-A, and that depends on who the fuck you are. I don't want to hear it. Shut the fuck up. They're doing exactly what we should motherfucking be doing. Now, protesters took to the streets of Myanmar for the fifth day on Wednesday, vowing to keep up demonstrators against last week's military coup, even after a woman was shot and critically wounded during clashes the previous day. The United States and the United Nations condemned Tuesday's use of force against protesters who are demanding the reversal of February 1st. Now, let me tell you something, guys. Okay. You're bitching how the force was used, right? What about the pipeline? What about Black Lives Matter movement protests? You serious? Really? You're not paying attention? But you let a bunch of white folks with a very low education, IQ, number, okay, roll up into the Capitol. You did nothing. But when black people, like, let's just talk about Colin Kaepernick. He did a silent protest, kneeling. That was too much, okay? So we canceled him, and he's one of the greatest human beings on this planet who deserves so much more. So then we've got people, right, and white people joining the movement. You know, this is a humanity problem. This is a people problem, okay? This isn't a black person problem, okay? This isn't just a poor person problem. This isn't just a Hispanic person problem. This is America problem, okay? BLM protests, Yes, there was a lot going on there, but a lot of the stuff that happened was because of the police officers and Proud Boys and people like that starting that shit, making it violent. We had Trump hurt and sprayed in the face people that were protesting at a church so he can hold the Bible upside down. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to say something about what they're doing to their protesters. Are you joking? Okay. So, there's no reports of violence on Wednesday, but soldiers took over a clinic that had been treating wounded protesters. And and on Tuesday. Another woman protester was expected to die from a gunshot wound to the head sustained during on Tuesday's confrontation with police. She was wounded when police fired mostly into the air to clear the protesters. Three other people were being treated for wounds from suspected rubber bullets. Now, protesters were also hurt in Mandalay and other cities where security forces used water cannon and arrested dozens. Now, four policemen were injured. And, you know, the military has imposed restrictions on gatherings and a night curfew in the biggest city. Like, honestly, no matter where you are, I do believe that protesting is your right as a human. You know, Earth does not ask you to pay money to live on it. You know, it's just people that have more money than you and more say that make you do that. The Earth just wants people to take care of it, and it'll take care of you. You know, so my thoughts to mine are, keep it going, guys, and you're putting yourselves in danger for the future of your country, for kids in the future, because kids are the future, no matter where you are. You know, we're here for change. We got a 20-year cycle of motherfucking hard-ass change coming. Okay, it's going to be bloodbath. All right, so Europe's oldest person survives COVID just before 117th birthday. Go you! Russia issues international arrest warrant for Navalny Ali. Let's see, U.S. agencies press EU over rising migrant pushback cases. How about we stop making people move by fixing their economic and ecosystemic problems? If there's mudslides in my country, plus cartels, plus everything else around me is going to shit, no water, no food, guess what I'm doing? I'm taking my motherfucking kid somewhere. We're going to crawl across the desert if need be. Because that's what you do when you care. That's what you do. That's how migration happens. People migrate for many things. Well, in some places, they're migrating because they have no fucking choice. You know? So, anyhow, moving on. We have so much to say. Now, Trump impeachment and this. The Senate paves way for a speedy trial. Now, he is going to be fired. He is being tried as a white supremacist, and that is the best thing I ever heard all day. So let's hope something good comes out of it. Lindsey Graham, why don't you, Lady G, just take a fucking seat and go back to fucking male prostitutes. Shut the fuck up. Okay? Now, we're going to go over the plot and spoilers of the impeachment trial here. Now, this is number two. Now, the rule of thumb in the cinema is that the original is invariably better than the sequel. But then you get The Dark Knight getting far more acclaim than Batman Begins or Godfather 2 being better than the first movie. And personally, I thought Toy Story 3 was the best. And don't get me started on Star Wars. So what should we expect from the impeachment 2? Incitement of insurrection? Coming to a TV screen near you this week? Some very general and obvious observations here. Now, the plot lines in the second impeachment will be much easier to follow than the original. A presidential call to his Ukrainian counterpart asking questions about an obscure energy company on which Joe Biden's son had served as director does not have the immediacy of the events of January 6th, when a Trump-supporting mob stormed Congress after listening to a speech delivered by the president. What is not in question is that MAGA mob tried to stop the certification of the 2020 presidential election. This is like treason. Okay, you swore. You did a bad job doing it, but you swore to protect and to adhere to the motherfucking Constitution. Okay? Maybe we all need to read it. Maybe I need to read the Constitution for y'all. Maybe we need to read it to him. Now, there will not be an American who doesn't have a view on what unfolded, okay? Now, five people died following that mayhem. Five revelations from the Capitol riot arrests. What will happen in Trump's Senate trial? Now, the other quick observation I would make is this. The chamber where the Senate trial would unfold is also a crime scene, the epicenter of this assault on America's most sacred democratic sanctum. And the corollary of that is that some of the people who are trying the former president will have felt themselves to be victims of the crime that unfolded. So what's the chances here that Donald Trump will get a fair trial? Well, first thing I would say about it is that though the language of impeachment is replete with quasi-judicial terminology, the jurors are the 100 senators, Republican and Democrat. This is political. Now, how many of those who will weigh the evidence for and against Donald Trump will be swayed by the evidence presented? I find it hard to imagine that there will be a single one. Now, Democrats, I would guess, will vote as a block to convict. Now, Republicans are split three ways, and there's a political split, not a schism based on evidence. Why convicting Trump just got a lot harder, there are those Republicans who remain firmly behind Donald Dump and will not now, not ever, vote to find him guilty of incitement of insurrection. Well, you should be fucking hanged. Bring back the guillotine, I say. Now, the three words on the article of impeachment. There are those who would love nothing more to see the former dumb fuck slip away from the national consciousness and feel that he has been a corrosive force on the democratic norms and values of the U.S. democracy. Did we really have values? I'm not really sure. But don't want to pick a fight with him for fear of the consequences. He is not afraid. He thinks like him. They think like him. They are the same. They agree with him. Get them the fuck out. Go to fucking Russia, you pieces of fucking white shit. Now, the worst nightmare is Trump rallying support behind a Republican rival the next time they're up for election. And there's a similar number of Republicans who are ready to very publicly say they believe that the party of Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, and Reagan needs to be rid of the Trump legacy, that it is a cancer that needs to be cut out. We knew this 4 years ago, but you fucking took the turd and you put him in office. And there is a similar number of Republicans, in other words, that will be all about political calculation. And the second order of calculation will be how these senators will explain the decision to their voters. They're not. Which brings us to this next question. How will this itself play out? Democrats will make a case that evokes the drama of the day and the fears some of them had. They thought their lives were in danger as they crowded in offices where the mob went room to room. The blame for that will be laid squarely on the defendant's door. He did it. Why are we O.J. Simpsoning this? If the gloves don't fit, you must acquit does not fucking work here. Trump's defense will take two forms. On the substance of the incitement of insurrection charge, his lawyers will argue that he was exercising his free speech. No, you can't do that. First Amendment rights, that's not going to play here. And they will point out that that address on January 6th, the president told his supporters to march on Congress peacefully. No, he fucking did it. That's not patriotic. You killed a man with a fucking flag, you piece of trash. He's orange. He's not even white. He did not walk with you. You guys are some of the dumbest motherfuckers on the goddamn planet. I hate you. I hope you get COVID, and I hope you get sick when you get arrested. You know, that's not going to happen. They're going to get scalped on the wrist. One bitch gets to go to motherfucking Mexico. Fucking put that bitch in jail. Put her in jail in Mexico so they have to extradite that hoe. I fucking hate you motherfuckers. You no good pieces of trash. We voted. He won. Get over it, snowflakes. This, fuck your feelings for 4 years. Now what? Speech was notable for its we fight like hell, and if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore. It's still here, you dumb fuck. And telling his supporters they have got to be tough and not weak. All right, well, they're pretty weak. They didn't do shit, did they? Except they killed some officers, and one officer even let them in. And didn't he get fucked up, too? Yeah. So his case will not be helped by the tweets and the messaging around this time urging his supporters to come to Washington on the 6th of January because it was going to be wild. In a video released on the night of the riots, Donald Trump told the mob that he had descended on Congress and that he loved them and that they were special people. Yes, special ed. He tweeted that evening, seemingly to justify the actions of the insurgents, and that is what happens when you steal the result of the election. That's not a president. He repeatedly claimed that he had won the election by landslide. No evidence of that. He repeatedly claimed that the election had been stolen, but judge after judge, even appointed by that piece of shit, rejected those arguments put by his campaign lawyers, Rudy Giuliani, who has severe diarrhea of the mouth and the skin. He just starts melting because he's so full of shit. Now on the charges of fraud, again promoted by Mr. Trump, were dismissed by the president's own attorney general, William Barr, the head of security election, who should be fucking hanged. Another Trump appointee said the election had been fair. Someone else who also needs to be hanged. So don't expect the president's words to be in the backbone of the defense. Instead, it will focus on the constitutionality of impeaching a president once he's left office. The lawyers will argue that the weapon of impeachment is only used for serving politician, not private citizen. You said he was in office. We couldn't do it. Now he's out. We can't do it. That's bullshit. This is fucking bullshit. This is fucking narcissism. This is fucking goddamn rape culture of democracy. If the man rapes the lady, he gets a slap on the wrist and she gets drugged through the fucking mud. Slap on the wrist. I go to jail for a little bit of pot. They throw the book at me for 15 years. Child molester gets 6 months. There are two fucking Americas. If this was Obama, do you think for one motherfucking second they'd be doing this? Hell no. Was there bipartisanship when Obama was in office? Fuck, bitch, no. So I hope the Democrats fucking run over the Republicans every fucking step of the way like they have done the entire fucking time. Okay? Now, instead of being focused on the important fucking shit, okay, it's going to focus on how you can use the sanction of removing someone from office when they've already left office. And this is, I suspect, a justification fig leaf here. I feel sure Democrats will insist that Republicans will reach for as their justification for acquitting Donald Trump. We acquit the rapist. We make the fucking child who's been raped marry the rapist. We protect the child molester and the family, and we shun the gay kid. Why is this the same in every sector of everything? Why is somebody who's been accused of sexual assault by a countless amount of women, who brags about it, who wants to fuck and probably has fucked his own kid, okay? Why is this somebody who is the golden calf, if you will, of evangelists and Republicans who are evangelists and go to church and rape kids, by the way? Check out my episode, probably 4 pages back now, about the Democrats and Republicans who are still fucking holding seats, who have been caught child trafficking, fucking their own kids, fucking other children, having sex with same-sex partners who are also children and who are still holding office, and they are on both sides, but mostly Republican. This is who we are, America. Are you good with that? You good with that? Because I'm not fucking good with it. This is why we have a show. This is why we're changing lives, one motherfucking show at a time, bitch, because y'all need education. We have dumbed down America. We have done this. And it has worked. You believe whatever you're told. Bitch, you broke. You took a baseball bat to the motherfucking Kool-Aid man. And you broke his ass. And you're sucking up the liquid off the ground, glass and all. Good, ain't it? Y'all get tired of being a victim? Because you're a motherfucking victim of your own damn choices. Your choice to not read. Your choice to believe whatever is told to you. And this is how we fucking got here. Now, of course, they're going to point out the offense took place while he was president, and you don't get a free pass just because you've left office. Or as James Corden put it on his late show, it's like being pulled over by a traffic cop for speeding and saying that to the officer, I might as well have been going at 50 miles back then, but now as I speak to you, I'm stationary, so you can't charge me now. Impeachment, too, will get a big, big TV audience, though they'd been far greater if the president had testified as Democrat impeachment managers had wanted. If you have nothing to hide, you come and testify. How long was it Clinton went in for Benghazi? How many times? So many times. She showed up. He won't show up. You little fucking pieces of white trash out here and your big boats and houses, you may have money, but you don't got morals, brains, anything that makes you a human being. You're literally shit. You're the same as the same trailer park people that you make fun of. Because while he's living in a dilapidated home covered in swamp mud and sewage, putting tarps over his house to keep the rain out, he's got a Trump sign. He's lost his dog. He's lost his wife. His kids aren't fed. His house is falling apart. He's got no job, barely living on food stamps. But, woo, Donald Trump, right? Y'all are the same dumb motherfuckers. It doesn't matter what side of the coin you're on, whether you're poor, whether you're rich. If this is the guy who you feel is the strong man, the good man, the God man, presidential, intelligent, what? No. Go back to the trailer where your mother had you. You just need to go back and sit in the slums with the rest of them. Move your big giant house to the trailer park, motherfucker. Put your engine in the living room and your couch outside your house. Because, you know, that'll match with your poor, shitty voting decisions and the fact that I won't pay taxes. Why is it that I have to pay taxes for the same school that your kid probably goes to if they don't go to a private school? I pay for the same roads you drive on. Fuck you. Suck a dick. This whole one-third of the country, which is depleting because, let's face it, guys, y'all didn't believe in COVID. You followed your fucking orange supreme leader, and y'all are dying. That's why there wasn't that many Republican votes, y'all, because some of them, a lot of them, died. And another half turned blue. Okay, so where were you when he was saying all this stuff? Because some of you blue motherfuckers that turned blue, y'all were good with the fact he was a racist. Y'all were good with the fact that he raped women. Y'all were good with the fact he ogled his daughter. Because he hated the same type of person you did. Pedophiles of a feather flock together, honey. And so do racists. Sounds about right. Sounds about white. Sounds about Christian with three K's, not C-H. Now the outcome, and I'm here to tell you, I feel that the need to tell you that an issue, the spoiler alert, it's almost certainly going to be the same as impeachment one. He's going to be acquitted. There is no democracy. There is no liberty. There is no justice. You know, if you don't have enough money, if you don't have enough exposure, if you don't have anyone backing you, if you don't have certain things, you're not going to get that result that you deserve. When we look at this, we're seeing, well, literally, we're staying the same. This is who we are. We are a white supremacist country. Well, this was built on the backs of slaves and immigrants. And indigenous people who were already motherfucking here. You don't discover something that was already motherfucking there. It already had people here. This land is stolen land, and it is filled with blood and pain and sorrow. If we got a U.S. territory, how the fuck do you think we got that, bitch? We came in there, we killed motherfuckers, and we took their shit. We are the dung beetles. We are the human version of dung beetles. Anybody know what a dung beetle is? Well, let me tell you what dung beetles do. It's quite fascinating. So dung beetles, right? They roll up balls of shit, okay? Perfect spheres, the most perfect balls you will ever see. That's what she said. All right, so the boys spend all of their time rolling around the biggest, the best, and the smoothest balls of shit. Now, what these males do to each other, and see what the whole object of the game here is to attract a mate. Look at my ball of shit. I have rolled you the biggest ball of shit. Look at all my shit. Right? So the males, they fight over each other. They fight for not just the female, but for their shit. They literally will kill each other over who has the biggest ball of shit. Listen, guys, it's a ball of shit. So our dung beetle, which is us, we have rolled the biggest ball of shit. Okay, so look at all the other countries and their balls of shit. Right now, our ball of shit is so huge. Okay, I don't even think anybody would fight us over it. It's just too much. I don't think we could attract a woman here. Now, dung beetles, they attract females by the biggest ball of shit that they have. Look at all my shit balls. You know, it's kind of like, you know, rich guys. Look at all my shit. You want to come hang out with me? Let me put my penis in you, and you might be able to ride in my car. Yeah. So basically, that's what we are in my mind. We're dung beetles, and we're rolling balls of shit. We want each other's balls of shit. But this is too big of a ball, man. I don't want it. Take it. I don't want it. But see, no one wants what we got. We are a developed country for sure, and we're continuously developing. There are countries that are way ahead of us, way ahead of us. And there are countries that are not as developed as us and are doing way better than us because they have better leaders. You are a constituent. And guess what? I'm going to remind you guys. Most of the people that were in that Capitol riot didn't motherfucking vote. Put that into perspective. People want to be admired. People want to be a part of something. Especially when they've got nothing of their own. When they don't have ideas of their own. When they can't think of their own. If a bunch of people jump off a bridge, I'm not going to do it. But Trump supporters, if Trump jumps off a bridge or tells them to, they're going to do it. Because it'll own the libs. Well, let's, you know what, guys? You just enjoy your Donald Trump because he's going to get away with it. Much like the guy got away with kidnapping me and trying to kill me and assaulting me and crashing his car and fixed the fence and took his car home. And the police don't give a fuck. Not even probation officer. He was drunk driving. They don't give a shit because he's got to commit a crime. Well, he committed a crime. He forced me to go someplace I didn't want to go. He sped down the road and broke laws driving. He was drinking and driving. He also crashed a car, drinking and driving. He tried to run someone off the road, drinking and driving. He assaulted me, drinking and driving, and then chased me down the road, drinking and driving. It wasn't for Jared, the beautiful angel who took me home. And if it wasn't for him holding on to me so I couldn't get out, because I was going to jump out. Fuck that. I will jump out of this car. I do not care. It's better than crashing and being with you. Because he's going to crash. So they're going to make us or break us. We are not together. You tried to kill me. This is the second time. You and Andy, he's like, I love you like no one else does. You and Andrew are motherfucking the same. Because he's tried to kill me too. Listen, y'all, I tried to sink this ship before myself. You ain't going to get me. You ain't going to kill me. I ain't going to die. I'm lucky to be alive today. But if I was a weak person, I didn't work out. And if I wasn't calm during, and if I hadn't a last-minute braced myself, I would not be here. Glass and being sore is the only thing that I got from this. And maybe PTSD, because I keep crashing. But I'll get better every day. So take this as a lesson, people. The police will not help you. When they see a woman has died from an abuser that she's trying to get away from, you know what they say? Why didn't she get help? Why didn't she leave? Because When she called you, you didn't fucking arrest him, you stupid motherfuckers. How about that? Did you think of that? That when she called and complained that he was doing those things, that you didn't do nothing and it empowered him? This motherfucker's empowered, he thinks. Well, you enjoy, honey, because I'm getting my permit and a license to carry, and I'm going to be fucking strapped, bitch. So the next time you roll up on me and you try and force me into a vehicle, oh, honey, I'm getting in and I'm blowing your head off. Damn right I am. Damn right I am. Come to my yard again. Go ahead. I'm going to come outside, and I'm going to shoot you in the leg. And I'm going to shoot you in your other leg. And I'm going to shoot you in your dick. Got it? Come to my fucking house again. And keep calling my house, motherfucker. I dare you. I fucking dare you. Come down here, bitch. Come down here and let me show you what the fuck I'm about, ho. Because you're a felon and you can't have a gun, bitch. What you going to do? Your truck is fucked up. Now what? You can't drive up and down my road making all this motherfucking noise and being crazy. Try me, bitch. Come on down. I want you to come step on my property. Try me one more time again, ho. Try me one more time again. Because guess what? Bitch, I might just pistol whip you. I don't even know. I think I want a cattle prod. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should tase you and bring you in the house. And I'm going to take my time with you like you did that old man that you nearly killed, right? How about that? You like that? You dumb piece of fucking Guatemalan shit. No offense to you other Guatemalans out there, but this one, he ain't right. There's something wrong with him. You were on the ground crying like a fucking baby. I was nice and kind. I tried to be supportive. I tried to be like, you need to get home, man. You're drunk. Get you home. Like, he's having a moment. If someone's being terrible to you, what do you do? Well, I'm leading by example because I'm not like you. You're so insanely jealous over someone that I hadn't seen in years, and apparently we never even had sex. And those are his words. So, I don't know what to tell you, dude. I didn't cheat on you. Get over it. You cheated on me, though. Like a motherfucker with an ugly motherfucking whore who is a heroin addict and a loser. Every time I pass this ugly fat bitch, I laugh. And I laugh all the way. And she can hear me, too, while she walking her shit to her trailer. You don't know where I live. Yes, bitch, I know where you live. I sent her the coordinates to her house. She stopped talking. So that is the tea, y'all. Biden's doing extraordinary things. We've already been cleaning up those poor kids. We've got so many more still coming in. We are making them more comfortable. We're taking care of them. We're getting them better, and we are getting them to their parents, and that is wonderful news. The Keystone Pipeline, I want to say that's what it is, it's being dismantled. I'm sorry, guys. When we're using steel from another country that's not even ours, we are helping Russia, we're helping China. We're not making any progress keeping oil as a main thing for us. We really need to switch it up. This gets in our water. This gets in our earth. You guys are stupid, and I shouldn't have to say why oil pipelines are bad. And, you know, we had indigenous people, you know, when they came and those protests were going on, they maimed, killed, arrested, and hurt them on their own fucking land. Okay, and this is Trump's America. So guess what, America with 3Ks, not CA? The Biden administration got your number. Every monument will come down. Every street named after a white supremacist will come down. The Confederacy will be lost in history. You do not matter. White, whatever color you are, if this is the thing that you're about, if you're mad that you can't have slaves, if you're mad that black people, Spanish people, all kinds of people, even white people have rights, you don't belong here. Move out of my country. Isn't that what they told everyone else? Don't like it, leave. If you don't like it, fucking leave, because we are going to have democracy, bitch. Oligarchy is going to be a thing of the past. Now, 2022, y'all, our work is ahead of us. If we're gonna have Trump again. Trump and his family are going to be right back to it. The Democrats are going to lose their seats if we do not take control and make America listen, see, read, pay attention, because those people who don't have an education, who are dumb as fuck, who can't even fucking spell, moron, they possibly vote. They shouldn't be allowed to. You can't even comprehend what the Constitution tells you. So, you're dumb. You are exactly America. That's dumbed down. We're supposed to be the best in the world. No, we're not, because we're stupid. America, wake up. You're an abused woman. Now, remember, guys, I got to tell you, don't try and wake anyone else up. They're not waking up. It's done. It's our time now. It's time to just grow as humans. If you can't help it, don't hurt it. But heed my warning, guys. If someone is narcissistic and they're toxic to you and they won't leave you alone, do not stand down. Do not take this shit. And if the police don't help you, help yourself. We're going to do a special episode probably this next week. We're going to be talking about all the organizations and resources that are available. We're going to be talking about the ground lay of what my foundation will be doing. Later, we will be trying to either A, promote, B, make, C, whatever the fuck we got to do to stop this shit. I'm making it my life's purpose to change the way that women and their abuse situations are handled. And even men, too. It's everyone. Everyone needs this. So I can't find anyone like this. And I do believe that I have that courage to do so. I have that want. I have that ability. I can do this. We can do this. We can create something that'll make it to where when someone tries to do something like what happened to me to you, that the police does not just sweep you under a rug. This shit matters. This shit happens every day. Next time you see a woman that's abused on TV, that's died from the hands of her abuser, remember, the police didn't help her, that nobody was there for her, and nobody would stop him. So this is something that happens every day. And right now it's happening to someone. Why can't we change that? I think we can. But it's going to take a lot of work. There's a lot of work out of myself. There's a lot of work that we have as a populace, just as a nation, as a world. Because this ain't just an American problem. This is women problems everywhere. We don't have rights. Not like we need. We have no protection. So we need to change that. Well, that's the tea, everybody. I love you. I hope you are well. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Read, read, read. Research, research, and research, and research. Don't believe everything you hear. Wash your hands, double up your masks if you can, and Black Lives motherfucking matter, Donald Trump. That's the tea. Oh, and fuck you, Andrew and Sammy, because I know you're listening to this show right now, so eat a dick, faggots. Bye!